You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dogman beats Spider-Man. Diamond explains delays. Mark Millar is at it again. This is Comic Book Club News for January 9, 2025. There's only one character who can beat Spider-Man, and that's Dogman. The Canine Cop took down Ultimate Spider-Man Volume 1 to snag the top slot on December's graphic novel sales charts. Per ICV2, the latest volume of Dave Pilkey's hit series took the number one slot, though Ultimate Spider-Man hung on strong at number 2 for the third month in a row on the charts. Marvel also charted with the first volume of Ultimate X-Men, as well as the comic book prequel series to X-Men 97. DC's Compact Comics once again had a strong month with 5 slots on the top 20, but the rest of the list is an interesting mix, with Transformers Volume 2 from Skybounded Image at number 3, Scotty Young and Jorge Corona's Ain't No Grave at number 9, and 2 volumes of Something Is Killing the Children charting as well. Just missing the top 10 at number 11 was The One Hand to the Six Fingers, while Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees fell to number 12. The big winners, though, were arguably the DC vs. Marvel omnibuses, with the two $150 volumes coming in at the top slots on the dollars sold list. So when's the next crossover happening? Before the holidays, we reported on significant delays from Diamond due to the shutdown of their Plattsburgh distribution center. Well, the delays have continued, though the company has commented on what they're doing to get back on track. Per multiple outlets, Diamond's chief sales and service officer, Chris Powell, sent a note to shops explaining that the way they ship products is to start with shops closest to a distribution center, then those just beyond that radius, and then beyond that, etc. With the loss of one major shipping center, they've had to prioritize the rest of them. Said Powell, quote, "This process is not working as it needs to be, obviously, but modifying it takes time. Ideally, changes would have been planned and tested while we continued to operate as we had been at Plattsburgh. With that no longer an option, we must make changes and test them with live data and shipments while trying to minimize the impact on retailers. Short version of that, expect delays to continue." And compounding the problem, rival distributor Lunar has also been hit with delays, with 3 DC titles and potentially others delayed a week to stores. More on this as it develops. We are deeply saddened to report that Mark Millar is at it again. The writer is teasing a, quote, "hugely controversial comic" with artist John Romita Jr. that, quote, "nobody will have seen this coming, but we've spotted a huge gap in the market and we plan to fill." The news comes via Bleeding Cool, though doesn't provide a source for the quotes from Millar, so presumably it's all fed directly from Millar's brain to the website. As for what the huge gap in the market is, knowing Millar, it's likely Wolverine, but the twist is he's all metal with just a little bit of meat inside of him. This is one of the many projects Millar has going with Dark Horse, including a new Nemesis book, and the What If Vampires Tried to Eat the Pope book, Vatican City, which coincidentally is also the plot of Conclave. We'll have more news on this Millar and Romita Jr. book once he sends the mental commands over to Bleeding Cool. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Imagine it, just a big, sharp Wolverine-type character, but he has a human pancreas. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.